This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The House of Representatives this week passed next year's $8 billion plus state budget package. It now goes to the state Senate. The House version includes very few spending increases. Teachers and corrections officers will receive raises, but rank-and-file state employees will not. The House voted down a proposal by Orangeburg Representative Gilda Cobb-Hunter to spend $38 million for a 2% raise for state workers.
What we need to do is bite the bullet and say very clearly to state employees, you matter. We value your work.
Cobb-Hunter told the House that state workers can't take thank yous for their hard work to the bank. The House also declined to include $5 million in the budget requested by Governor McMaster to begin a program to put an armed police officer in every South Carolina school.
I wish it had been done in the House or in conversation with the Senate. We hope that we can get it put in the bill there, but we must do whatever it takes to be sure that these children are safe. And that is a step, that is a measure that we know will work.
McMaster called attention to an incident at a Columbia High School this week when a school safety officer handled a threat by a student found with a weapon in her possession. There was movement this week on gun safety measures. A Senate committee approved a bill clarifying penalties for threats made against schools. Charleston Senator Sandy Sin.
The true intent of the bill is just to get kids who may have mental health issues, may have thoughts of harming themselves or others in a grandiose fashion, to really try and get them identified and get them into mental health, not trying to cause them long prison terms or anything of that nature.
Another bill which extends the waiting period for background checks prior to gun purchases and streamlines the reporting of crimes to courts and police finally made its way out of a Senate subcommittee. And there were new bills introduced this week outlawing the sale of bump stocks and high-capacity magazines. The Senate has passed a bill giving sweeping powers to a new state child advocate. The bill would allow the child advocate to reach into any state agency that deals with children. Lexington Senator Katrina Shealy is the driving force behind the measure.
And it's like an ombudsman type agency where if you have an issue with something that's happened with one of those agencies, that's where you go. This also gives the child advocate director and that agency subpoena power.
The bill is expected to have strong support when it reaches the House. In 2012, state voters approved changing the state's constitution for the governor and lieutenant governor to run for office as a ticket, as opposed to running independently as they have for years. The change is effective for this year's election, but the House and Senate have been unable to agree on how to actually implement the change. This week, it appears they worked things out, with a final push in the Senate from Charleston's Chip Campson.
If you're going to put an amendment on this bill, you are going to deprive the people of that which they voted for in amending the most sacred body of civic law in this state, and that's the Constitution of South Carolina. It's our duty to implement this.
Lawmakers have been concerned that without the bill's passage, this year's elections could be adversely affected. Candidate filing for the June primaries begins today. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.